Hey, it's me, Jolina, your little big sis. Welcome to Pretty Life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pretty Life with Jolina, your favorite, your girl, your sister. I'm so excited to speak with you guys today. My energy is out of this world. I feel very light. I feel like my energy is very calm, cool, and collective. I just feel like today is just a perfect day to make episode 6. Welcome. Oh my goodness, we made it to episode 6. Can you literally believe that? Like, I can't believe that at all. It just amazes me how far I've come with this podcast. And I'm getting a lot of great feedback, which is so good. I'm glad you guys like the episodes. It makes me happy to know that you guys are very interested in my content and what I provide and what I have to say. It makes me feel important, and for me to keep providing important information to you guys, I appreciate the feedback, and it is always welcome. Just like how you guys are here with me today, you guys are welcome. You guys are invited here. This is a space where we could all feel like we could speak comfortably without feeling, sorry, I had to swallow that, without feeling restricted on the things that we want to say, and we identify our feelings over here. So with every episode, I always ask myself, how am I feeling? I'm feeling very at ease, very calm. That's all. I really want to give you guys an update on like how my life is going, and it's just so crazy how like, yo, the last couple of weeks it's going by pretty quickly, and it amazes me how like life just keeps on going. It just, there's no stop whatsoever. Life just keeps going on and on and on and on, and it's just like, dang, like when can I press the snooze button? Like, I wanted to press the snooze button so badly this morning, but I couldn't. I had to wake up, which is a great thing because I am definitely in the mood. I've been eating so good. Like, my meals are always prepped, and I just feel like I am just taking care of myself. Like, I'm not bougie, I promise. I'm literally not bougie, I promise. I just like to, like, keep things in order, so I've been trying to meal prep and just take care of my body, mind, and skin. Oh my goodness. I want to talk to you guys about something very interesting. I want to talk about company. So company is a very interesting topic to me, because I feel like, let's be honest, you cannot live this world without having some sort of friendship, companionship. You can't live without having interactions with other humans. But I have invited company over lately, and for some odd reason, now that my apartment is becoming a little bit more furnished and it's starting to feel more like home, like, inviting company over is not fun for me. The company that I do decide to invite over, I want the company to know when it's time to go home without me feeling like I have to reiterate the time that they should be leaving. You know what I mean? Without feeling like, okay, am I being rude? Is this rude to tell them that, like, you've been here for like 4 hours now and I'm tired and it's late because you decided to come to my place late because I invited you here? You know what I mean? Like, I willingly invited you here and I wanted to see you and I had a great time with you, but after like 4 or 5 hours of trying to keep you entertained, my social battery runs out. So how can I tell you that I appreciate you and I'm not mean, and I swear to God, I am not trying to intentionally hurt your feelings by telling you to go home, but I do need my space back now because my energy is kind of it's declining, you know? And I don't want to come off like a bitch. Like, you feel me? I don't want to come off like a bitch and say, you know what, when are you going home? You know what? Like, when the fuck are you going home, bro? Like, you've been here for a couple of hours now, and I'm just ready for you to go the fuck home. Like, saying that, the way I would want to say that and the way it comes off is a bit rude. But, you know, like, that's just the whole truth. Nothing but the truth is, so help me God. Like, that's exactly how I be feeling sometimes. And I don't want to come off like a rude person, bro, but how do you tell somebody to go home? Like, how do you tell them to go home? Like, I love, like, all my friends. Like I said, I always appreciate the people that come into my life. But like certain topics and certain conversations, how do we communicate the way we feel without feeling like we don't want to hurt the other person's feelings, but yet still feeling like we are taking that assertiveness to have certain conversations that are uncomfortable for us? Am I speaking great English? Do you guys understand what I'm getting at right here? I just want to be able to say what I have to say and still feel good about the fact that I told you how I felt without coming off like a rude person. But yeah, company's been over a lot. I've been having a lot of my friends over. They are great. They are amazing. I love them so much. And this, when I say friends, I mean like abroad, like, it's like men or women. Like, I love the people that I invite over to my place. If you come over to my place, then that means that you're invited for a reason. You know, I seen something in you. And then that's another thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about recently. If you are white, right? If you are white and you have black friends and they invite you somewhere, go to the fucking event, all right? Or just make up an excuse. Or just make up a simple excuse as to why you can't go. Do not mention your fucking skin color and as to why you should not be invited. Okay? If we invited you somewhere, you are picked for a fucking reason. Like, you're invited here for a reason. We saw something in you and you're invited here. It doesn't matter if you're white. Okay? It doesn't matter if you're white. You are invited to the fucking cookout. I invited you for a reason. Do not tell me, oh, I can't go because I'm white. Are you scared of other black people? If you're scared of other black people, then maybe you shouldn't be my friend. Drops mic, bitch. Yeah, we're getting crazy on this episode 6. Like, stop fucking playing with me. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't be my friend, bro. Maybe I need to reevaluate my decision making with inviting you to this event where there's other black people. Because if you're not as confident as I am being around and being comfortable around other black people, then you're just not the one for me. Like, you're just not the one for me. Maybe me and you shouldn't be friends. You feel me? Because if I invited you somewhere where you know there's going to be other black people, there's not going to be a lot of white people, because obviously if you're white and you're sitting amongst black people, we love you, you know, like, we love you and we invited you for a reason, bro. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. But anyways, bro, you guys are annoying. Let me tell you a story. So I invited one of my friends out and, like, I love her. She's like one of my best friends, but she's white. And she's always like, oh, I can't go. What the fuck you mean you can't go? Bitch, you better motherfucking come. Talking about, I'm white. I don't care. Oh, my God. So, yeah, and then, like, so much has been happening to me, guys. Like, this episode is going to be very interesting. So, at the end of this episode, I wanted to add some sort of value, because I feel like every episode should... I need to stop saying the word episode. Every episode, yeah, I said it again, should have some sort of value provided. And because the month is ending, Sunday is coming around, and by the time you guys get this, by the time you guys have this content posted up, it should be past the 1st, because the 1st is on Sunday. September starts on Sunday. It is Thursday, August 29th. So because it's Thursday, August 29th, and I'm recording this, I do want to do a monthly breakdown of my income and my monthly expense for August. Yeah, that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to break it down, show you guys how much I made for the month, tell you guys how much my expenses were, how I break it down, where my money's going to go, which account, how much. Like, you know, I actually want to give you guys some insight on, like, certain certain things that people don't actually talk about because it's so personal, I guess. Finances are so personal. I really, come on now, like, the month is already gone. Like, this is all the bills that I paid already. So, because these are all the bills that I paid already, I just want to provide you guys with some sort of value. So, that's something that I'm going to add to the end of this episode. So, stay tuned to the end. Just stay tuned. But, with that being said, how are you guys? Oh my goodness. So lately I've just been doing nails. I went to the nail supply store and I got some great stuff. Great stuff. I got, let's see over here, because I have it in a bag. How much did I spend at the nail supply store? That is actually a very, 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 very great question. Anyways, acetone, I needed this. I use this every day. Like, this could also be used to even wipe down the table when you have your nail art and it's getting messy and it's staining the table. You could use this to wipe down the extra residue so it doesn't stain and fuck up your furniture. What I actually need is a fluffy sort of background pillow where when I'm taking my pictures for my full sets, there's a nice little fluffy pillow in the back. Like, I need to invest in certain things when it comes to just the background and the little stuff that goes along with creating content for the nail business. I'm so excited to say that I realized this morning that I have 10 followers on my TikTok. Yes, that is such a big milestone for a nail business, because I created this page The Prettiest Bee, and it's just flourishing. Every time I post, I try to provide so much value to the audience that I'm creating it for, and it's growing, and I'm so happy, and I'm just so thankful that I'm able to like have something and grow it and just see it flourish. I think it's pretty darn important. So yeah, we have that. So what else did I buy? I bought some nail tips from Beyond. It's 100 pieces and it was $5. It has little ladybugs on it, which I thought was pretty darn cool. It has ladybugs on it, and it's really cute. I like it a lot. So I'm going to create a full set with this, and I thought it was a pretty great investment. What else did I buy from the nail supply store? I bought a Creation Soak Off Gel Polish, super black. And because the black nail polish that I had, the black gel polish that I had, I don't know where the hell it went. I misplaced it. So I also have... I also have a Super Soak Off Gel, super white. So I needed just white and black gel polish because these are like the main two colors that I use to create my nail art. So that's something I needed to re-up on. I needed to buy some nail glue as well, because nail glue goes so fast. So fast. And this was... this was very important. That's actually why I went to the nail supply store. I just needed nail glue and acetone, but for some reason I left out of there with some extra stuff. I also bought a Not Polish 2-in-1 powder dipping acrylic, which is like it's like a 2-in-1. It's pink. It's like a hot pink. I cannot wait to create a set with this acrylic powder. This is going to come out so good. And I just want you guys to just stay tuned. And I'm going to show you guys everything. Trust me and believe me. I'm going to create something really nice with this. And it's going to come out really cute and lavish, honey. Yes, lavish. How much did I spend? Did I mention that already? How much did I spend, girl? Where's my receipt? I spent $39.31 for everything that I just said, which is not even a bad price considering the fact that I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items. I think that's pretty good. But for me to purchase my nail supply stuff, the account that I use is a Chime account where I just save money for times where I just want to have fun and stuff like that. So the funds that purchased these items were from an account that I use for just miscellaneous. That's like a miscellaneous account. My Chime account is like my miscellaneous account where it's just like extra cash that I store away for when I want to have fun or go out with friends or just buy, you know, nail supplies. It's really just that account. So it came out to that amount and I'm so excited because I'm going to create something really good and I do not regret my purchase. And that's a big thing. If you regret your purchase, yeah, maybe you did overspend. If you buy something, right, and you feel like, damn, I should have never bought this, then maybe you overspent and you don't need it. And you know you don't need it and you told yourself you didn't need it and you still bought it anyway. Yeah, we are all living the same life, babe. You are not the only one. I am not the only one. We are not the only one. So don't feel embarrassed here. Just saying. So we have that. We have that. We have that. We have that. Do you guys know that I could sing? Like, I could fucking sing my ass off. The sun is shining. Yeah, the sun is shining. It's beaming down on me. Guys, do you believe in telepathy? I think telepathy is one of the most interesting topics. Let's look up telepathy because I feel like, honestly, humans are so interesting because we could communicate without even saying anything verbally. We could literally communicate just by our energy, our eye contact. There's just so many other aspects of how humans just talk to each other, and I think it's so interesting how, like, we could even read each other's minds. It gets that fucking deep, and I do believe in stuff like that. Yes, you could read my fucking mind if you try to. Yes, I could read your mind if I really wanted to. If I really put my mind to something, it's accomplishable. And I do believe in telepathy. I believe that I could read someone's thoughts if I tried to. And so far, I've been trying to, like, practice that, because imagine you could read somebody's mind. If I could read somebody's mind, I'm telling you, bro, I would be so fucking rich and wealthy, because I would figure out how to navigate life in a way that is so strategically planned, because I understand what the fuck you're thinking and how to move and how to treat you. You know what I mean? So I am just so interested in certain topics and stuff. That's one topic that I actually want to learn more about. Maybe we could talk about in the next episode. So great. Lately, I'm not going to lie, yesterday I had to clean up my whole apartment. I had to clean up my whole apartment because I started feeling discouraged. Yesterday was not as good as it's feeling today. Yesterday, I was feeling a little discouraged. My energy was low. I didn't even sleep. Yesterday, I did not sleep. I don't know why. Yesterday was just not one of my days at all. But I decided to clean up the whole apartment. My sessions have been getting canceled. Things are changing. The school year is starting up pretty soon. So because the school year is starting up pretty soon, that means there's going to be a lot of schedule changes. There was a school that I was supposed to be working at. I was supposed to start yesterday, actually, and I think that's what kind of discouraged me, because I'm supposed to start that position, but the school that I was supposed to work for, their contract and everything was not set in stone completely, and the lady, the BCBA, was talking to me about a whole bunch of, like, funding and all this extra stuff, and it was a big, huge guarantee that I was not going to have this position at this particular school because they did not need the service. And because they didn't need the service, I had to contact that person just to let them know that there's no placement for my services here at this particular school. So now they have to do the whole process over again. They have to find another school that may need my services, and then I have to talk to the school's head administrator and speak to the BCBA and all of this extra shit that I already planned for previously in the beginning of summer, expecting to start at this school, but things changed, and now I'm in the process of finding placement on which school I'm going to be working at as a paraprofessional for the school year 2024 to 2025. So that's just another thing. It's like, oh my god, I have so many positions and I am such an important person, and sometimes it does overwhelm me. And the way that I could cope with just being overwhelmed and just, you know, getting things done, running businesses, having a podcast, being able to create content, make time for myself, make time for, you know, being a good friend, a good daughter, just being a good person, it does get overwhelming. I do try to walk. I don't know. Walking just does it for me. Every time I walk, I try to walk with silence. I try not to be on my phone. There's been times where I went on live and I was able to walk. I might do that today, actually, because I'm so sorry to my Facebook people, but I can't see you guys every day. Like, I try to see you guys every day. Like, I try to incorporate my time to you guys on Facebook, on my people, my audience on Facebook. It's hard, it's really not easy, but I've been trying to go on live just to show you guys how long my walk is and where my mind is at when I walk. And it's been working good for me, but that's something that I do to help me regulate my emotions just when I feel overwhelmed or like everything is just weighing on me too fast. I also write out a to-do list. I write everything. My life is planned in a way where it makes sense. I write down everything. There's no fucking way that I would survive this life, this busy life, without having a visual of what I have to do. So that helps me. What else helps me? You know, getting my rest. Always. I suggest getting some fucking sleep, but I need to take my own advice. So I cannot tell anyone to do anything if I don't take my own advice. So Jolina, you need to get your sleep and make sure you're actually going to sleep and not actually, like, sometimes my mind races, not actually just closing your eyes and relaxing, but, you know, stepping into that realm of comfort to be able to go to sleep is very important for you, and you need to just take that seriously, especially at nighttime. After like a certain time, I think it's very important to, you know, turn off the phone, stop thinking so much, stop overthinking about the next day when the next day didn't even start yet, because you're focused on something that's not even there yet, because you're not sleeping. You know, you need to go to sleep. I think, yeah, you need to do that. That was just a message to me. What else? The podcast is doing great. Love it. Love the feedback. I think you guys are so amazing. I love it. I'm so positive today. You can hear the smile in my voice. You hear me smiling behind the voiceover to this episode. I am just great to just see you guys and see you guys when I'm on live, but also, you know, be able to talk to you guys, give you guys some encouragement to start your day and to start your week, even though the week is already started. Yesterday was Monday. Yesterday wasn't really Monday, but because this is pre-recorded and you guys are gonna get this on a Tuesday, yesterday was Monday. I hope you guys enjoyed your Monday. And yeah, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your week, okay? I'm going to add another segment to this episode 6, and you guys can listen to it. It's going to be my monthly breakdown, so don't turn off this podcast just yet. Grab some coffee, some water, some snacks, and we're going to get right into how I break down my monthly's income and my monthly's expenses. We're going to get into detail, and I'm just going to give you guys some insight on how I do that. I think I'm going to record that on another day. It's Thursday, so I'm probably going to record that segment maybe on Saturday, because then that following Sunday is the first, and then we could just move on and move into a new month. I am reading a new book. Let's see. It is called Money Changes Everything by Gottesman. I don't fucking know how to say his name. Let's see how to pronounce his name, because I don't want to mess it up, and I think messing up names are Goatsman. Yeah, so I said it right. It's Money Changes Everything by Goatsman. I am very interested in this book. This book is more so educational. It's not like a book of entertainment. It's very educational. It gives you a lot of insight on just finance and how finances even came about, how it's like originated. So far so good. There's a lot of words in here that I do have to look up, so I am expanding my vocabulary when it comes to reading this book. It really has you in a space where you are going to learn something with this. So before I even want to like chat on this book, by the end of September I'm going to give you guys a interpretation on how I received all the information and provided. But so far I am on chapter one, and there's certain things that I'm just like, I'm a little confused on that. You should be reading books that help you expand your vocabulary and give you insight on new things. Yeah. That's a great sign. If your book is providing valuable information to you, that's a great sign. Some people read for entertainment. Some people read for educational purposes. I read for both. This book for September is one of those books. I'm going to learn something with that one. So, yeah, I am very excited for that. I wanted to just jump right into the next segment. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day, and I'm saying that, and I'm putting all my energy into this episode. I want you guys to feel it, and I hope you guys feel it, because I do too. And yeah, let's get right to it. Hello guys, it's me, Jolina. I'm back, and this is the next segment to episode 6, where we do my monthly expense and my monthly's income financial breakdown. I am a little bit tired. I had a great fucking night. I was out till like 2 a.m., girl. I'm telling you, it's one of those summers where we out till 2 a.m. and shit. We having fun or whatever, but summer is coming to an end, and it's so sad, but, you know, I've been celebrating the last few weeks of my summer, so yeah, let's get right into the segment. I just wanted to mention that just in case you guys could feel my energy. I am in hopes to help someone today. I have broken down all of my financial categories of expenses, and that can mean grocery store to gas to subscriptions to utilities. Yeah, anyways, so we have August monthly expenses and income. I personally split each and every one of my accounts by 50%, 30%, and 20%. So the 50% is just for needs. That all of my checks are deposited in a broken down it's broken down into percentages, and 50% of that check is going towards my needs. Okay, 30% of my checks are going to wants. That's like things that I want, things that I don't really need like that. If I wanted to spend on it today, I could. If I don't need it, then I don't need to buy it this very moment. That is wants, okay? And then the 20% is just going towards savings and investments, and that's the money that's already doing its job for me by the time I get paid, because I have altered the percentages on my deposited account information on ADP. Okay, so let's get right into it. So my income for the month of August was $5,253.47. Okay, my bills, like bills, that means groceries, gas, rent, Progressive, Verizon, Xfinity, and healthcare was
and $2.92. That's what I got. I cannot believe how much I spend on gas. I spent $309.78. That amount is already included into the bills amount that I just told you. Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, how much I spent on groceries is $222.27. That's how much I spent on groceries for the month of August. That is so interesting to me because, wow, like, that's interesting. And I travel a lot. I'm never, ever, 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 ever home. I'm never home, ever, ever. Am I sharing too much? This is a question that's coming up in my energy right now. Am I sharing too much? This should encourage everyone listening to put time together and just figure out your spending habits. It's so important to figure out what's going on with us financially. Like, we have to figure this out, and we need to learn how to, you know, assess information that's going to help us with our financial goals. But I mean, and this is just so interesting. This is a monthly breakdown. So this amount, all of these numbers, this is what I've already spent. This is already what I've, you know, done throughout the month. We're going into a new month. This is August 31st. The new month is tomorrow. This month is already over. I did get a ticket today of $40. I got a ticket. That's my fault. I parked in the wrong motherfucking spot, and I took so long to get dressed to even leave the house to, like, move my car. But yeah, so, oh my goodness, this is just shocking to me, and I think that it's very insightful for everyone to, you know, just make time to figure out what your income and expenses are so you could have a sense of direction on if you need to make more money or if you're spending too much. You know what I mean? And what are you spending on, and like how often, and where's your money going? And it's just like, dang, this is where my money went. Like, wow, like I can't believe that. Like, it's just so interesting. Like, it's just so interesting. And then, so for miscellaneous to me and my interpretation is like, I went out to eat, I went out with friends. This is more so like coming from my account, where my fun account, like we're gonna call it the fun account. This miscellaneous amount is coming from the fun account. I spent $543.21 on just fun. Like, I'm just fun, like, oh, or on nail supplies. You know what I mean? Like, this account is literally just for like nail supplies or going out to eat or like, you know, going out, like, you know, like clothes and shit like that. So I can't believe I spent that much. That's actually a lot. Like, I'm not gonna hold you. I'm looking at this shit now. Like, that's actually a lot. God damn. Okay. And then, like, oh my goodness. So what I was left with to save, I was left with $1,441.29 to save or invest. Now, with that being said, I just want to split that amount into two because I just want to know how much I could put away just for like savings. Actually, no. We're going to take this amount, right? Yes, this is what we're going to do. So we're going to take this last amount after paying for all of that, after paying all the bills and all the expenses. This is how much I'm paying to myself after calculating everything up for the month. So we are left with $720.64. I would have put that in an account just to save for either long term. You could even divide that same amount by two again, and put half of that $720.64 away for long term savings, and then the remainder amount for an emergency fund. Because when you have a car, you need to have money. Like, the car is going to make you money. That's one thing. If you have a car, oh my fucking God, it's so easy to make money. So take care of your car. If you're making money, just put some away for the car, man. We need the car. We need the motherfucking car. But I couldn't believe that. I could not believe that. I just couldn't. Wow. Anyways, that's what I got, and it's already done. We're going into a new month. I'm so, so, so excited to bring you guys along with me. You guys should expect 4 episodes a month, starting in September. That's what we're going to do. So you guys are going to get 1 episode a week every Tuesday, right? 1 episode a week every Tuesday, 4 episodes a month. That's the goal. That's where we're going to get at. And I hope you guys loved and enjoyed this episode of I'm just so glad that you guys are here. And I'm so excited for the future. And I think that the future is coming. It's coming pretty quickly. And yeah, this episode was very, very insightful. And I feel like I have given you guys an invitation to just have a scope in my life. And I don't mind sharing, and I fully consent to myself opening up and being able to become vulnerable with topics that a lot of people don't want to share. And it is personal. I do think it is personal, but I also feel like it could help someone. Just to even have some sort of motivation to at least write things down and just take a second to just see what your accounts are looking like, and to be able to organize your money in a certain way and just be a little bit more mindful of, like, you know, your financial history. Anyways, so that's my life. I learned a lot. Thank you. Good night. Good morning. Good evening. And I'm out. Love, Jolina.